Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NCAA with the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Florida Gators, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what up, Jeremiah? Talking a tremendous SEC rivalry over many, many years. Florida, Georgia for SEC supremacy. We know Georgia undefeated, number one ranked team in the country right now. Florida looking to get a piece of that pie to beat up on Georgia and to shock the whole world this upcoming week. Man, it's going to be a dogfight between these two teams, Georgia, Florida. Check it out this upcoming Saturday at 3:30.
Absolutely. And speaking of years of history, this is a very special episode, and I just want to give a shout out to you, Mr. Logan Landers, who's been working with us for literally years to bring the live show, to bring the podcast, to bring everything together since before the pandemic when we were all still meeting in person to do these shows. So do you want to give a little background on what's going on and why this is a very special episode?
Yeah, man, I accepted a job offer at Jacobs Media for WDUN, a news station in Gainesville, Georgia. So keeping it in the Georgia area, we're going to be talking a little bit of news, you know, trading in some of the sports for some of the real world current events. Going to be a anchor reporter over there. So check me out on the radio. We're going to old school also, of course, all the social platforms as well. WDUN AM 550 FM 102.9. So I'll be over there starting next week. Really quick, really good turnaround. But yeah, like I said, it's been a tremendous few years here at 100 Yards Football. Jeremiah, I loved it, and most success.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's a huge thing. We're so excited for you. So everybody who listens, make sure that you check them out. WDUN. I'm sure that they are probably available on streaming radio as well.
Yes.
And, you know, we're just so happy for, you know, being able to work with you over these years and grow the platform. And this is just, you know, one of the best parts of what we do is to, you know, watch people continue to grow in their career. So, you know, just thank you so much for me. Thank you so much for Vincent Turner, for Bobby Butler, for Coach Jones, for all the other great broadcasters that we've had on the show. All the work that you've done is like deeply, deeply appreciated, and we cannot wait to see what you do next, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, for everybody watching on this very special episode or listening to the podcast, Mr. Logan Landers, what do they have to expect from this incredible matchup with the Georgia Bulldogs and the Florida Gators?
Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about this potential spoiler team, the Florida Gators, up first. Last week, tough loss to LSU. Lost that one 45-35. And, man, they like I said, they were scratching, they were clawing, trying to get their way back, just was not able to get it. Anthony Richardson, 15-25. We've talked about him here on the show a good bit. 185 yards passing, one touchdown on the day for an 85.6 QBR. Running game was doing a little bit better, though, man. Anthony Richardson, of course, quarterback, is a dual-threat guy. 9 carries for 109 yards. Got those legs moving for 12.1 average and got in the end zone once. Montrell Johnson Jr., 13 carries for 57. Like I said, not the most impressive, but did hit pay dirt twice this past week. Justin Shorter was your main receiver, 3 grabs for 71 and a touchdown. And for the defense, like I said, tough game for them. Gave up 45, only got one sack thanks to Britton Cox. Leading tackler was Ventrell Miller, and Amari Burney was behind him. Miller had 10, Burney had 8. One pass defended, no INT, so just couldn't get much of the defense working, man. LSU was just absolutely beating them up. Over, you know, close to 350 yards rushing, close to 200 yards passing. So just a tough, tough game for Florida that dropped them, you know, still over 500, but a game in which, man, that would have been a sweet one to steal this past week. And as for Georgia, like I said, they were off this past week. The week prior, they beat up on Vanderbilt. Good Lord, 55 to nothing. I mean, that's a basketball. I mean, I don't even know what you do with that, man. Obviously, you know, offense looking pretty good. Stetson Bennett, 24 of 30 on the day, 289 yards, 2 touchdowns, no INTs, looked really sharp in a game in which you're supposed to. These are the games where you pad those stats. These are the games where you look like a top quarterback in the league, and that's exactly what Mr. Stetson Bennett had did. Also, you know, the running game, they were putting in some work as well, not to discredit them, but man, they were putting in some work as well against these Vanderbilt Commodores. DeJuan Johnson, 10 carries for 49. Kenny McIntosh, 9 carries for 43. Overall, ran the ball 38 times for a little bit under 200 yards, but did get in the end zone 3 separate occasions, so looking solid there. Now, as for the receiving core, they were pretty happy on the day. The main man you're looking at, though, of course, Mr. Darnell Washington, 4 catches for 78. Right behind him was Dylan Bell, 5 catches for 54. A lot of guys got the ball a couple times, got a lot of yards, and they were really happy with how Stetson Bennett was performing. As for the defense, I mean, you can't get any better than a shutout. Christopher Smith led the way with 5 tackles. Dumas Johnson behind him with 4. Overall, they only had 1 sack of the team. Give that one to Nolan Smith. 4 tackles for loss, and 4 also passes defended. No interceptions, so, man, they were just tackling machines. They couldn't give up nothing against Vanderbilt, man. They were just trying to get some yardage, but Georgia stuffed them each and every single time. So, looking at this ball game, it's going to be a good matchup, man. A battle of the quarterbacks, I think. Anthony Richardson's had himself a very solid year so far in 2022, having that draft stock rise. Richardson, right, like I said, over 1,000 yards right now, 56% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, but 7 interceptions. Got to be able to cut that down if you want to win against Georgia. The running game is pretty solid as well for Florida as well. Montrell Johnson leads the way with 425 yards. So, like I said, mostly the main thing here for Florida is you got to get your defense on point. You have to get it rolling. 13 sacks as a team, they got to improve that. They've got to get a few interceptions as well, only 6 on the season. So if they can do that, they can maybe get the upset. But Georgia, man, I think they're playing on a whole different level right now. Stetson Bennett over 2,000 yards passing so far in the season. 7 touchdowns, only 1 INT. Like I said, not the most impressive numbers, but still a very good look nonetheless. The running game, like I said, Edwards is having a nice season. Milton and McIntosh, all those guys looking really good. The receiving core, solid as well. And the defense, I mean, it's still very good. It's still a very good defense. Maybe not as dominant as last year, but still very good nonetheless. Like I said, they've only got 7 sacks as a team, though. So that is one area they need to improve on that defense, is getting to the quarterback. 7 sacks in week 9, not the most impressive. You still have a few weeks to fix that, to maybe get some new packages in there, maybe some different personnel changes, who knows. But I'd like to see that improve this game for Georgia. So, final score in this one, the number 1 ranked UGA Bulldogs are going to get the win in this one, I believe, in a win. Give me Georgia 42 and give me Florida 27. I think Florida's going to have a nice fight early on in this ball game, but man, I just think that Georgia and Coach Kirby Smart, all those guys over there, they're going to be at home as well, right? Georgia up there in Athens playing some good ball, so it's going to be really tough for Florida. So I'm going to go with the UGA Bulldogs getting the win in this SEC matchup. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, we're broadcasting live from Atlanta. This is the heart of what we do here at 100 Yards of Football, talking about Georgia, talking about the SEC. And, you know, it just benefits us that Georgia is an awesome team that is running it. And so, yeah, we would still love to see the Florida Gators do their thing, because I love a great competitive football game. So thank you so much for that. And for everybody watching, Florida fans especially, put in the comments how Florida is going to pull this one out And if you're a Georgia fan, what are the keys to Georgia continuing their dominance, not only in the SEC, but in college football in general? We want to hear from you. And then for everyone who is subscribed to the channel, make sure to just let us know, hey, I'm subscribed. I love listening. I'm sharing it with my friends and family and colleagues, and just drop us a note. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. Everyone who follows our podcast over on Spotify or subscribes to our podcast on Apple Podcast, we just love y'all and we thank you so much. Now, if you do decide to subscribe over on Apple Podcast, leave us a little note. You can just do a little review, and it doesn't have to be a complicated review. It can just say, hey, I keep listening to the show. I like it. Send it. We love any review over there. It helps us to stay up on the algorithms and pushes us up so that more people can find us through discovery. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for everything that you do and everything that you have done. We're wishing you the absolute best in your amazing career move. And you know that you always have a home here with 100 yards. If you ever want to come on the show, if you ever want to just speak your mind on what's going on in football, we're always going to be here to celebrate and to support your journey in that way. Again, you know, this is an incredible time for us, and we're incredibly, you know, happy and, you know, thankful to be growing ourselves. So, you know, look out for Logan Landers across your AM, FM spectrum. Look for 100 yards of football on your YouTube, Facebook, and podcast spectrum. And we will continue to be here with me, your producer, Jeremiah Long, and all of our team here at 100 yards of football. Well, thank you again, Mr. Logan Landers, for that coverage of the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Florida Gators. We'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.